Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
It was just one of those podcast episodes today. It's one of those ones where I felt comfort in being enveloped in the loving embrace of my World Service family. Emotions were high, feelings were raw. We approached with care, Murph, but I think together, and with Ken and with Richie, we worked through it and came out stronger the other side. How are you feeling about things now?
Well, we worked through a lot of things. We talked through a lot of things. Do I feel any better than I did this morning? I don't know. I felt better this morning than I did last night. How about that? I don't know if the feelings needle is going to move a whole lot today, but...
It's a different kind of bad feeling, though. It's not the bad feeling post Luxembourg.
It is,
you know.
I'll tell you,
post Luxembourg, we're doing this kind of show, right? This little podcast to try to attract new members in, and I'm thinking, what is the point? Nobody's going to come on to listen to us talk about Ireland losing to Luxembourg. But I feel we might have a chance to turn a few people here today.
No, you're absolutely right, Owen. You're absolutely right. It was a stunning Ireland performance, and it did not get the result that. Well, whether we deserved it or not, we didn't get the result that it looked like we were going to get in the 89th minute. That's for sure.
I'm honestly feeling a bit emotional thinking about it. Anyway, what better way to make one feel better about things in life than venting? And boy, did Ken have some stuff to get off his chest about the referee.
Did you see his shit-eating grin when he booked Ronaldo for taking off his shirt? He was like, the man was like quivering with pleasure, like. He was literally quivering. He was quivering with pleasure. I swear, he was standing close to Ronaldo. He's like, oh, just I hope we're in the same shot there. Because, like, that's a famous goal. That'll go down. I'll go down in history as well. You know, I hate doing this, right? Because the thing about me, Owen, is that I am actually a believer. I'm one of life's believers. I want to believe. But, and then you're confronted with something like that and you're like, okay, well, this is like, what the fuck is this? Like,
they do say, in fact, I do say that the ref is often an easy target for media and fans and managers, but it's kind of hard not to discuss. It's kind of hard to discuss the game last night without taking note of some of the various decisions that we here in Ireland feel went against us. I don't know if, like in the Thierry Henry one, the whole world is with us on this. Maybe not.
No, I don't.
Maybe they're just more blown away by Ronaldo scoring his two late headers.
Yeah. And everything that happened to that was just prologue, basically. Yeah. Oh, well.
This book is weird. It's really long. There's just a bit. There's like a 150-page prologue, and then the actual main part of it is just one chapter, and it only lasts 2 pages. It's devastating. What a 2 pages they are. Of course, Richie Satter, the high priest of Irish football punditry, was on hand to give his sermon exclusively to his flock of World Service members. His favourite moment of the game?
But even Ronaldo, there was one moment I think he went to shoot and I think it was Cullen came out and blocked it, and Ronaldo had kind of a petulant reaction at Cullen, like, push Cullen, how dare you come out and block me? Do you not get what we're here to do? There's a script here, lads, play your part, you fucking have, whoever you lot are. I just thought, but this is all going well here. These are all the little moments that all put together, you think we could be leaving here in the final whistle here with a result that we'd be talking about like forever.
Yeah. Yes, Richie.
Who are those guys? Ask Cristiano Ronaldo. Indeed.
He's so right about the gamesmanship, though. We were just, I had the same emotions as you. It was so nice to see us out Portugal in the gamesmanship stakes and really get there, get under the players, get under Ronaldo's skin, get under the fans' skin.
Turns out it is pretty annoying, you know. I mean, we know it, but maybe we think, you know,
well,
it's just
people
us.
Sort of overdo their injuries and take a while to,
No, no, by any metric, by any standard, that is extremely annoying behaviour to have to try and deal with.
It's not like we've never done it before. I mean, the famous Jeff Hendrick against France in Euro 2016, the long, slow walk off the pitch.
That was, wasn't that like after 17 minutes or something?
Yeah, we hold what we have. Yeah. That's it. Before the match itself, there was our preview from Faro where Ken was having a nice, quiet time, although he couldn't help feeling something was missing.
It's been nice. It's been warm. That gentle, warm breeze that you feel on your skin, which actually gives me a powerful craving to smoke. That warm breeze tells me that I'm in a place where cigarettes are really cheap, and it's time to smoke. But of course, I no longer go that way.
No.
So that hasn't been happening.
Ah, yes. Once the temperature climbs above 17 degrees, Ken thinks, cheap smokes.
It's more the sea breeze. You know, it's just that, you know, just that little Mediterranean zephyr that he gets in his nostrils, you know. He just immediately thinks, cigarette.
He resisted the craving, we should say.
He did.
For the record.
It's not even a craving anymore. It's just kind of muscle memory, you know?
Muscle memory, exactly, yeah. And he's keeping that muscle memory buried deep down. The last 2 days have been dominated by the match, and there will be more tomorrow. I'm sure we're already getting loads of emails in that didn't get a chance to get to today. So there's a lot of reaction to the game. I'd say there'll be a lot of reaction to our chat reacting to the game. So that'll spill into tomorrow. Oh, also, we've got Azerbaijan on Saturday. Hopefully... And I'm not saying this will, but we've been burnt by Luxembourg. Hopefully this is the opportunity for Stephen Kenny's first competitive win as Ireland manager. He deserves at this point. We'll see. On Tuesday, we had Oisin and Paul Flynn, better than ever in their breakdown of Tyrone's win against Kerry.
Anti-Dublin bias is the biggest load of bollocks.
Well, yeah, maybe so, Oisin, but is there an anti-Tyrone bias? Are they getting the respect they deserve? We address all that with the two guys. I maybe throw that stick at Murph as an accusation. So we'll see how that all went down. And I was forced myself into a grovelling apology to the people of Meath and Louth.
List and hearken, gentlemen, that be of freeborn blood.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yes, thank you to Stan and to Pierce Brosnan for that intro. Yes, on Monday's GA show, available to you guys, you may well have heard the clip we played of the wonderful local radio commentary of Meath's All-Ireland minor win. By Tuesday, I was feeling the heat from our Meath producer, Mark Horgan, for failing to credit LMFM with the commentary. That oversight has now been corrected. I can hold my head high. More to the point, Mark can hold his head high. Among his...
The debt has been paid. The debt has been paid.
Yeah. So my apologies to LMFM, to Mark Horgan, and of course...
The people of Meath, Brosnan, and Louth.
As represented by Pierce and Stan.
I grew up on the banks of the River Boyne, County Meath.
I have no idea what's going on.
We've got the best GAA and football analysis going. If you don't believe me, there's only one way to find out. Sign up today to hear Richie and Ken, and also Oisin and Flynn, all yours... For just €5 a month. Well, you don't own those people, but the analysis is all yours for €5
a
month.
Well, for 1 hour a week, you could be saying that you own their thoughts.
We could maybe do a celebrity lunch thing at some stage. Win a lunch with Richie Sadler or something along those. Hang on, there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode about that. They generally don't end,
they don't end well.
Might leave that idea on the shelf. €5 a month plus VAT, depending where you're living in the world, secondcaptains.com. It's an unbelievable week to join up. Start of the month is always a great time to sign up as well to get full bang for your buck. And hey, we lost heroically 2-1 to Portugal and we were a part of history. So, you know, think about signing up. It's not like we lost at home to Luxembourg. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Old.
Thanks for listening.
What phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys. It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.